This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
Sin acknowledges and pays respect to the owners of the land, the House of Sin and Studios Stand, the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nations. Sin also acknowledges and pays respect to the elders and traditional owners of the lands our content reaches, as well as the radio stations we broadcast from across the country.
Let's get ready to Get Serial.
Australia, it's 6:01. You're listening to Sin, which means it's time for Get Serial with Will, Sam and Liam. Big day today. We've got Zam Vola coming in for an international interview, which is very big for the show. And obviously, the regular conversational moments that me and Sam get involved in. It's going to be a big one. But first, we've got the Pixies with Hey. The Pixies are actually touring. They're going to Palais Theatre sometime early next year. So look out for that. And we're going to kick it off. This is the Pixies with Hey. Hey, the Pixies and Freezing in the Sun by the Clowns here on Sin. This is Get Serious with Will and Sam. Sam, the Clowns are on the hoist this week.
Are they really?
If you'd like to watch that interview on the Thursday.
I'll definitely be tuning in.
You should. And the Pixies are here in Melbourne at the Palais Theatre sometime next year. I'm not too sure, but
it's you'll be going, safe to say.
Oh, yeah. The Pixies, killer, man. It's the first few weeks of uni, Sam. How are you finding it?
Look, I went back last Tuesday, so I've been back for a week now, and I was done 15 minutes in.
I know,
I'm good.
The first lecture, I was like, oh, okay, we're back to this now.
So, I'm fourth year, doing a double degree, and so it's like final semester for me. I'm really excited to finish and stuff, and, you know, you get into class, and then you hear all about bibliographies and how you're supposed to reference stuff, and it's just... Come on, guys.
It's a bore.
I've been here for 4 years. There's no need to do this.
The first year classes, I think, are like the most boring to get through.
Yeah.
So I know how to use your website. Otherwise, I wouldn't still be here, probably.
No.
But that's all right. How many classes have you missed so far?
Well, I missed yesterday. three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'm on three, too.
Yeah.
Because it's like you're there, and then it's like, I could wait an hour,
but
I could also go home.
In that time, I'd be home. So.
Yeah, exactly.
And bed's pretty alluring.
Wasting life.
Yep. Love it.
Well, that's fine, man. I've done a psychology unit this, because I thought I'd be smart. You know, I'd choose a science course. And
although some would say psychology isn't science.
Oh, well, yeah, but...
Not me. I don't know enough about it to say that, but I'm just going off movies that I've seen where psychology apparently
these academics get fierce about such labels.
Oh, they do.
I was in the first psychology class, and we were doing like this true false thing. You know, first year stuff. Like, if you think it's true, go to the left side of the room. If you think it's false, go to the right side. And one of the questions.
Did you also play Duck Duck Goose?
Yeah, pretty much. But one of the questions was like, are people more crazy on full moons? And I heard that was a thing, so I went across, and it was me and one other bloke who went to the true side.
Ooh.
And it was false. And I was like, damn, that sucks. I look like a bit of a fool. And then he was like, yeah, but what if you believe in witches? Like, wouldn't that make you be, like,
oh, no.
Just psychologically make you feel a bit weird? And I was like, oh, so it's me and this guy. Me and this dude right here is kicking it on the true side, but... That's all right. I think I've lost all reputation in my psychology.
Just have everyone already staring across at you from the room,
in lab coats. Just chilling out.
I can't say I've ever taken a psychology unit.
I recommend it, man.
I just take boring business units.
Fifth year, get in.
That are really pointless. Fifth year, no way.
It's done. Go for your honours, man.
Well, you're on Get Serial Tuesdays with Will and Sam. I'm going to go get a coffee. Will, what are you going to do while we have this three-song break?
I'm just going to sit here and reminisce on my childhood.
That sounds really emotional.
Yeah.
And hopefully. I might put off that coffee for a little bit longer.
But while I do reminisce, we've got Charlie by Mallrat.
Oh, yes. This is good. I'm excited. I will stay here. Let's hear it. Get Serial Tuesdays here on Sin. You're with Will and Sam. And Will, it's going to be a big morning.
A huge morning. One of the biggest.
One of the biggest in history of mornings.
We do things big here on Tuesdays at Get Serial.
Yeah.
We don't hold back.
Nope. Yeah, I'm not going to expand on that.
Unfortunately. Look, for one of my topics today, I've come with a staple of my teenage childhood and upbringing. It's the free house.
Yep.
And the fact that they never seem to go well for whoever's hosting them.
No. Or even people who attend, like...
No.
Oh, I guess for people who attend, they have a, like, zero responsibility.
Yeah.
And, but, yeah, it's never a good cleanup.
If you leave early, it's fine.
Mm.
But at the end, it's usually gone downhill.
It's pretty disastrous.
Do
you have any stories for us?
I do. I was at one the other night, a few weeks ago, and I'll keep this man...
A recent one.
Keep this one nameless. But basically... At the end of the night, we're all...
You trashed the place, didn't you? You just...
No, we were told to leave. And we were like, okay, so we're just sitting around waiting for Ubers and all that business. And he's like, you need to leave now. And we're like, okay, we're leaving. No, you need to leave now. I'm like, okay. He's like, nah, man, screw this. And then he picks up a glass and throws it at the group of people. Like, full pelt. And luckily, he's like... not good at throwing, so it just pinged off the ground and smashed. But it was just the most bizarre thing.
It's gone full enough.
I know, and the man was smaller than me as well, so I was like...
Is he like that, what was that, pretzel dude or the bagel bagel
the
bro?
That's the bagel dude.
You know the bagel dude?
The I've little never mini, heard of that in my life.
We've got to get the audio of that, the bagel dude.
I can imagine him being small with a carbohydrate-based diet. It probably isn't good for the muscle growth.
He went viral. I don't know how you haven't seen this.
Oh, we need to see that.
Oh, it's so good.
We'll check that in the break. But, yeah, I don't know. It just never seems to... Like, worst-case scenario, you get, like, minor property damage.
Mm.
But it's going to happen in some way or the other.
Yeah. Well, look, I'm going to take you back to the halcyon days of 2012.
Wow.
When... What was happening in 2012? The Olympics. Oh, I was actually looking at my time hop this morning.
Time?
My memories.
Oh, yeah.
Coney 2012 was happening.
Coney 2012. Jeez.
Wasn't that a hoax?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, we won't expand on that.
No. Controversial areas. Yeah, the Olympics ended in 2012.
Yeah.
On this day in 2012. So that's your on this day for today.
There you go.
Have a great day, folks. Well, no, so I went to my first ever like proper party with...
Yep.
Like alcoholic beverages and stuff.
Yep.
In 2012, and I was just so out of place. Like I was just an innocent little boy, trying.
It's a big
day. Yeah, I was just trying to like.
It feels like you've made it.
It does. Yeah.
Feels like we're here.
I didn't officially get invited.
Oh.
I was a plus one,
which is the way it goes with free houses.
But I felt like I made it, and I was just there to just to look at my crush and just dream.
Anyway,
it's still, to this day, the most crazy house party that I've ever been to.
Really?
At one stage, I'm not sure what happened, but someone threw a glass, and then everyone was just jumping over fences, and somehow the dad got glassed.
Oh, no.
And it was this whole big furor. Like,
there's always one kid that just, like, ruins it for everyone.
They just take it too far every
time. I don't know what it is.
But yeah,
just sit there and talk to people, man.
To this day, 14-year-old Sam has never seen anything. Well, I haven't seen anything like it since I was 14.
Well, there you go. Hey, don't throw glasses, people. What are you doing? We shouldn't have to tell you that.
No, I'm certainly not a moral compass. So,
no. Yeah.
But at least I know. Don't throw glasses.
Don't throw glasses. Well, that's the message of the day from Get Serial. Coming up now, I knew you were trouble. Hey. In the theme of throwing glasses at parties.
It's a nice segue.
I knew you were trouble with Taylor Swift. Here.
Sin. We had Taylor Swift just before that. I knew you were trouble. And before that, If You Pray Right, Brockhampton. And there was a language warning for that one.
We gave post-song. That's fine.
Do we do it pre-song as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome. Language
Clutch.
Warning.
Clutch.
We got weekly game.
Yep.
Now.
Liam's
this is all
big
Liam's
moment.
Segment. This is where we sit back and just watch the brilliance go to work.
It's a masterclass.
Well, for this game, it's a bit of a who am I?
You are Liam.
Oh, he's one, dude. He's one.
Oh, God. I feel older every day. No, please go on.
Born on April 3rd, 1979, is a former Australian rules footballer, player, and also a current assistant coach for the club he played for.
Ooh.
He played his whole career for the one club, which he was also born and raised in Mount Isa, Queensland.
Jeez.
From 1998 to 2013, he played 322 games for the Brisbane Lions.
Simon Black?
Yes.
Oh, I was going to say Simon Black earlier, because I know you're a Survivor fan, but then you said he's a current assistant coach, and I was like, which club would let him leave during the season to go on Survivor? But turns out
I was trying to think of that North Melbourne bloke. Who's that guy? Bomber Thompson or something? I can't remember the only person I know who's made 300 games.
Not quite North Melbourne. Not quite.
I tried.
You love your footy.
I do.
You love your footy.
Not as much as I love footy-related facts and trivia. Well, that was...
Let's keep going.
Well, you guessed that so quickly.
Oh, I'm just...
I had so much more to read.
I'm just good.
Oh, really? You've cut the segment in half.
Surely that's not it.
Well, I'll keep listing out some facts then.
Is that... Do we just have one?
Yeah.
Oh. The best of one.
So I'm sorry, I just killed it.
I was ready for the late game, man.
I actually feel bad because I just killed it.
Give us some facts and we'll...
Well, for anyone that's just tuning in, maybe someone else ingest this.
Oh.
He's a three-time AFL Premiership player in the period of 2001, 2002, 2003.
Wow.
Brownlow Medal winner of 2002, a Norm Smith Medal winner of 2003, three-time All-Australian in 2001, 2002, 2004, a three-time Murrett Murray medalist, Brisbane Lions captain of 2007 and 2008.
Simon Black. Did I get it again?
He's done it again.
Oh, he's good.
He's a wizard.
He was also a Rising Star nominee in 1999.
Were you even born then, Will?
No, I wasn't.
That's crazy.
But he is supposedly the forward line's assistant coach for the Brisbane
Lions. He famously played in the midfield.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's famously a powerhouse.
And
I'm a bit depressed after
career.
That segment.
What a career.
And of 2019, he is on Survivor.
I knew it. You love your Survivor.
The bigger they are,
the harder they fall.
Well, the moment on Survivor, I'm currently dubbing him the No Speak Simon.
Oh.
Is that the moment?
Yeah, we should have Liam's Survivor recap of the week.
Are we doing a part two for this segment?
We should have the big story of Survivor from Liam.
We can have Liam's Survivor segment in part two. Have you got another Who Am I?
I think in part two we'll bring up another Who Am I.
Oh, okay.
I like that. Well, we've had round one. We're on to round two here at Sin. This is Get Serial. I think we've got Mother Forget by Tora.
Get Serial Tuesdays here on Sin. You're with Will and Sam, and we were just finishing up, or we're about to play part two of the weekly game segment.
Yes.
Which Liam, our producer/panel operator, comes up with.
It's basically like the inside of a fantail wrapper.
Yeah.
But Liam is the fantail wrapper. And he's doing a whodunit.
That could be another quote of the week.
I don't even like fantails.
Liam is a fantail.
Who doesn't like fantails? Come on.
Me.
Oh, well.
Liam's fantail segment of the week.
Okay. Look, right. I'm not going to... Okay,
since
I might guess this one.
Killed the last one so quickly. Let's just see.
This could be
well
actually
you do it. This one.
Moral of the story is never try because you just kill segments.
Yeah, exactly. Catch 22.
Born June 19th, 1995.
Julie Gillard.
It's not Kanye West.
Damn it.
In California, okay.
Yes.
1995.
Currently lives in Los Angeles, California. Or works as an actress or actor. Has been referred to several names before, like Cookie or Bortney.
Bortney? You're out of Bort license plates. Repeat.
Bortney.
Or Comil.
What was the last one?
Or Comil.
Comil.
Has been active since 2015 and present on 3 YouTube channels.
Is this Rachel Platten?
Of Smosh, Smosh Pit.
Smosh? And, oh, no.
And their own very YouTube channel.
Anthony Padilla?
No.
Ian?
I don't know, Ian. What?
They have blonde hair. And is about 5'6", or 1.67 meters.
Look,
Will's googling the answer.
I'm trying to Google it.
Is also an ex-viner before Vine died.
Rip.
All right, I would have guessed Courtney Miller.
Yes.
Oh my god!
I can't believe he's just pulled that out of a hat.
From the deep recesses of my mind.
May or may not.
So who's Courtney Miller, and what does Courtney Miller do?
Well, as I did say from the clues, is an ex-viner.
Yeah, but like...
He was making vines when he was still alive, and now we got TikTok, so...
I've decided the weekly game should be Liam's chocolate wrapper game of the week. Because the Smarties also have a true-false. I think there's got to be other food gimmicks games out there that we can do.
The Snickers Whiskers.
Win a car.
No brands.
Win a car. Yeah, no You're brands, right. But...
Sorry. We'll say it rhymes with...
Bickers. Carrie Bickmore on The Project tonight, 7 p.m.
Mickers. Bickers.
Okay, here's what I'm saying. We bring in a chocolate bar every week and do their game. That's just the weekly game.
Yep.
Okay. Well, Liam says wrap it up.
Since you both got a point, even though some may have cheated.
Nah, it's fine.
Part three after break.
We'll call that a draw as well.
Okay.
So back-to-back draws.
Huge.
Righto.
Huge.
Well, we got to get Courtney Miller on the show. So we can actually find out what she does.
Or she was on YouTube.
Yeah, but I was on YouTube, so I'm
yeah,
a big,
I'm on YouTube
big,
too.
Big boy, 100 Social subscribers.
Oh, wow. Subscribe. That's huge.
Yeah. We're going to wrap up this segment now.
I think it's wise.
What have we
It's
got?
One Little Bit by the Bancrofts here Ooh. On Sin. One Little Bit by the Bancrofts here on Sin. This is Get Serial. Sammy, throughout the childhood years, there's obviously trends.
Yes.
Some mainstream that you'll, you know, all know about, but there were some really strange ones throughout the years.
Take me through them, please.
Well, I think the big one in, you know, the end of primary school was scooters.
Oh.
They were
the
huge.
Razor Pro.
The Razor Pros, but also everyone got these fancy ones that were like... All colourful and had, like, grip tape. And it was just the biggest thing in the world.
It really was. I remember in year 7. So, this was, like, they were big at the end of primary school, as you said, scooters. Yeah. I remember I rode my scooter to school on one of the first days of year 7, and I was really lucky that I didn't get bullied for it.
Yeah.
So
yeah, the transition, you don't know what's cool.
It's very harsh.
The trends change. It's rapid from primary school to high school.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of the weirder ones, though. Do you remember Mighty Beans?
Oh, I think my brother had them. And he's about your age, so
maybe
that's a little bit
that's the thing
too
as well.
Young for me.
The generations, 6 months age difference, you could have an entirely different trend experience.
Yeah.
What was the big one for the older folk.
Oh, I remember Beyblades. Tarzos. Tarzos. They used to come in chip packets.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Like the spinning things?
Yeah. Kind of.
Because I definitely had some of those like, chip packet spinning things.
Yeah.
And I say bring them back because I will buy more chips.
They need to fill the bag somehow because they're not doing it with chips, are they? Footy cards, of course.
Yeah.
What else?
There were some really weird ones, though, like Speedo shorts were a big thing. I don't know why.
What do you mean by Speedo shorts?
Just those, like, those coloured, the basic, you get them in different colours.
Yeah.
I don't know why that was a trend, but everybody had those.
Okay.
It's like, why? The trendsetters, man.
Oh.
That's cool.
Any more? Can you think of any more?
Oh, I'm trying to think, man. There was always...
Not much of a trend, but Blockbuster.
Oh, yeah.
Blockbuster. Like going down to Blockbuster on a Friday night and picking out a movie.
Trendy.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't feel particularly trendy.
Mum would never let me get GTA.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
As a 7-year-old, curse her.
As a good mother, too.
Can't believe she wouldn't let me get a MA15+ game.
Come on, Mum.
A disgrace.
Be cool.
Obviously, Mom. Hasn't helped me. Oh, dear.
Well, that's cool. I think trends are really what make you nostalgic.
For sure. You can click, just makes you click back to that instant time. And,
yeah.
Oh, it's awesome. I love it.
That's all we asked for.
We are going to go to another song now, and I hate how I never have the segment up properly. This is a cover, I believe. Give Your Heart a Break by Alex Groot and Alex G. You'll hear Get Serial.
Sin acknowledges and pays respect to the owners of the land, the House of Sin and Studios Stand, the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nations. Sin also acknowledges and pays respect to the elders and traditional owners of the lands our content reaches, as well as the radio stations we broadcast from across the country.
Let's get ready to fight! Serious.
7:03:08 here on Sin. This is Get Serial Tuesdays with Will and Sam.
Ahoy.
We had a couple of bangers there just before the top of the hour.
Mm-hmm.
1,000 Miles, Vanessa Carlton. What a classic track. And what was the one before that we were jamming out to?
It was very powerful.
Hey There, Delilah, Play Night Tees. 2007, what a year.
What a year.
We got a big hour coming up. We got Zamvolo on the line later on.
An interview.
We have an interview.
So we're very excited for.
We are very excited.
Testing the abilities of our conversational...
Interviewing prowess.
And improvisational ability.
He's a good artist. I'm really looking forward to
it. Yeah, this will be a good one.
What else we got coming up this hour?
A lot of discussion. A lot of discussion.
Too much discussion, one would say.
Mix with some tasty jams.
We've got a few Avril Lavigne's, just one, but we've got Liam's put a billion Avril Lavigne song covers. He's spreading it out over the year.
It's the Avril Lavigne. I'm with you, Avril Lavigne and Head Wreck by Press Club here on Scene. This is Get Serial with Will and Sam, and we're really just biding time till the wonderful Zamvolo joins us.
Can't wait. And just on that Head Wreck track, Press Club will be on The Hoist.
Of course.
Thursday at 7 p.m. Looking forward to that.
Yeah. Catch it on the podcast as well.
Definitely.
Make sure you...
If you missed the first hour of our show, you can also catch that on the podcast.
Listen to it between breaks.
Listen to it anywhere.
In your car.
On the train.
Not while driving.
On the tram.
Not while driving. And on driving, Sam, believe dash cams.
I love that segue.
Come on, check it out.
I am very tired this morning. I know we're not supposed to say that, but I was up until all hours of the morning watching dash cam videos.
Yeah, I got addicted. I've been addicted.
I tell you what, you just absolutely lose yourself watching those. It's some of the most Australian content I think you can get.
Oh, yeah. It's such a human moment.
It is. I mean, we've all been in situations where it's just like, what an idiot. What's he doing? you know, front-ending, rear-ending someone, someone changing five lanes at once. It's just, it's ripping content, and it's great. Really needs to be, like, a proper TV show about it, I think.
I agree, actually. I would love that.
I think that'd get ratings. I think that'd get more ratings than Survivor, I'm going to be honest. as good as Simon Black is.
We can get Simon Black on Dash Cam. He can host
Simon
it.
Simon Black on Dash Cam.
He can host it.
Oh. Yeah, no, it's just awesome. Like, 20-minute compilations on YouTube.
Yeah.
They just go fast. Just like that.
I really like them, and sometimes they can be a bit full on. Mm. So when you show them to friends are like, what are you doing? This is horrible. But I'm like, it's cool.
There's just something about a car crash that you can't look away.
Because it's something you do, and it just reminds you of how, like, crazy what you're doing is.
Yeah.
So you got to... I was thinking about this, right? Would you rather rear-end someone or get rear-ended?
Well, I've done both, so...
Oh, what the, man?
Definitely rather get rear-ended.
Really?
Because you don't feel the responsibility. Feeling. You don't feel the blame. Like, I, unfortunately, rear-ended a nice lady
on the
Monash Freeway not too many months ago, and she was actually really lovely about it.
That's horrible,
yeah,
man.
It was raining.
Monash Freeway is crazy, though.
Oh, it was just... You know how it's traffic, you know, it goes really fast and then it stops?
Right.
I just didn't react quick enough, and...
That's a horrible moment.
Unfortunately, rear-ended her, and $2,500 later, my car is fine now. But, yeah, it was an awful, awful moment.
I hope she's all right, too.
No, she was so lovely. Shout out to... I forgot her name, but shout out to her. She was really comforting in that moment.
Yeah, I have moments where I'm like... I drive and something happens, and I'm like, that could have been an issue.
Yeah.
But I'm fine. So you just keep going.
Do you know how you'd react if you were rear-ended? Would you be angry, or would you be like, my favourite lady?
I would be like, I think I'd be calm, honestly. But if I rear-ended someone else, I would be pretty upset.
Yeah. Pretty distraught.
Because, I mean, like, if someone rear-ends you, it's like, unless they run... If they run away, I'll be angry. But it's like...
Oh, yeah.
It's like, okay, well... You know, it happens, so...
Boils my blood to see those videos of, like, a hoon.
Yeah,
they're in, like,
a
Commodore, and they go, like, rear-end someone, and they turn around and drive away. It's just...
Ugh. How about those, like, motorbike videos where they're just, like, someone, like... They, like, drive up at 150 kilometres an hour, and then someone cuts them off because they check their mirrors, and then they're not, no one's there. And then they, like, go, oh, what the hell, man, and then smash their mirrors. It's like, okay, well, yeah, you were going, like... four-thirds of the speed limit. So.
Four-thirds.
I couldn't think of how to say it, but it works.
Yeah, it's good content. There needs to be a show.
Good content.
Pretty much.
I like that.
We're getting closer to the Zamvolo interview.
Looming.
Just writing down some questions now. But we got a track by Trevally. I hope I've said that correctly. This is Vertigo, Get Serial Tuesdays on Sin. Here on Sin, you're with Will and Sam, and we had a couple of tracks there. First was Vertigo by Trevally, Crush, Crush, Crush by Paramore, and finally, Battle Scars by Guy Sebastian. And it took me back to a famous day in 2012 when I was just on the bus, as you do as a 14-year-old, and some lady was playing that over and over. I think she played it about six times in a row.
I was on
my way to Frankston. It was pretty grim.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting bus rides.
Yeah.
I've all had them.
Moving away from buses.
Yes.
But staying on the road. Ride-sharing services. What is customary to do in a ride-sharing service? Because I was on a Twitter thread the other day, and apparently in the US, if you sit in the front seat of a ride-sharing service, or a taxi for that matter, it's weird.
Yeah, I think it's kind of weird.
But...
If you're on your own...
If you're on your own, surely you just jump in the front.
No.
No?
Mate. No, not at all. You hop in the back, you got your own space.
Oh, who are you? Like, you think you're Simon Black, mate? Just getting driven around. No, that... to me, that kind of strikes me as elitist, sitting in the back, and, like, you've got your driver up the front, your chauffeur.
I think I'm okay with that. Because then you're like on your phone.
You're driving around in a Toyota Camry, mate. It's not...
Because then you're on your phone and then, like, he's like looking at what you're watching. It's just a weird
dynamic.
Who
you texting?
Yeah, exactly. What's that bit? Leaning over. You get your own room.
But, if you're with someone else, I think it's okay to sit in the back.
Yeah.
But, like, just sit in the front.
The only reason you should sit in the front is if all seats at the back are full, in my humble opinion.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, do you talk to the driver?
I try not to.
So
I'm not a very talkative
person. So,
you sit
in the front, but you're not going to talk to the driver? That's just a weird dynamic.
Is it?
That's like when you're like, Liam's nodding his head. That's like... That just feels like, you know, when you're like 3 hours into the family trip with like one family member and you've got nothing else to say, you're just like chilling.
I just start annoying them
there. Stranger.
Start poking them. So what do you say when you get in a ride sharing service?
What's the first thing you say?
You
say classic, "G'day mate, how's your night going?" And then eventually it gets onto what each other's do for a living.
Mm.
And then from that, you can sort of stem off into a more interesting...
It's pretty script worthy.
Hey,
buddy, how's it going? How's your night been? How long you been doing Uber for? Or ride sharing services for? It's pretty straightforward.
Standard.
Yeah.
Not a bad thing, though.
I find it grating. That's why I don't talk anymore.
If you go off on a tangent, just go random. I remember one time on a... festive night out, we were asking our driver questions about the area like we were living in. We were giving him pop quizzes.
Okay.
As he was driving us around, which I'm sure he hated. But it was fun for us. I don't know, you just got to make it interesting. You could talk about like those helicopter things. They're getting like rideshare helicopters.
Oh, yeah.
In Melbourne.
They're going to be landing on the Yarra, apparently.
That was a good conversation starter for a while.
I can't see that taking off.
I can. Clutch.
Set up there.
Big calls.
That's very nice.
T-ball.
T-ball. I just don't talk anymore. Okay.
You've become jaded.
Yeah. It's too much. We got the week of wacky news coming up.
Wow.
After this. And then we've got a good chat with our mate. Liam, do you want to...
Sam Volo. Oh, wow, we've got sound effects now. We've never had that before.
We are killing the game.
That's unreal.
This is what puts Get Serial Tuesdays ahead of the rest.
On the map. Still trying to beat the Thursday news team, I think.
Oh, yeah.
With our goal from the second week.
Yeah, bring it on.
I don't think we've done anything to achieve that goal, but we're having a good time.
Good stuff. We're going to go to another cover now. This is Tiffany Elvord, Head Above Water. Is this an Avril Lavigne cover? Yeah, Liam's nodding at me, so it is. Let's listen to it. Get Serial Tuesdays on soon. Get Serial Tuesdays here on Sin. You're with Will and Sam, and we just had Head Above Water by Tiffany Elvord, 100,000 by Navy, and When I'm Gone, Cups. That was a cover by Alex G. Now, we've got a very special guest on the line. He hails from England. He's got a new single out, In Love and War, and he had a debut album released in January. Hello, great man. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Of course, we do have Zam Volo on the line. How are you doing?
Good, I'm good. I'm in the studio at the moment, just working on a couple other bits and bobs.
Ooh, that's exciting.
We hope we don't get in the way of any magical developments from Zam Volo.
Definitely not. I mean, there's no deadline, is there, so...
That's it.
Take your time.
So, In Love and War is your latest single. We played it on the show. What was the process behind it?
For this one, I just kind of looked at what resonated with people beforehand, and I really just kind of wanted to do something a bit more intentional, a bit simpler, I guess. I wasn't really thinking as hard as I would have for, like, the project I put out in January, the album. I was, like, trying to be a bit too... Not a bit too, but, like, I was overthinking and I was trying to make it as best as possible just for, like, first impression's sake. But for this one, I just kind of wanted to make something that, you know, it felt good to make, other than, you know, in opposed to like sounding good or thinking it sounds good. I wanted to feel it sounds good, if you know what I mean.
Right. That first album has a lot of musical influences. What do you think you will take away from your first full release as a professional musician?
Well, I feel like it was like an opportunity to just kind of apply a whole bunch of like opportunities and experience that I had up to that point. Because I did majority of the production myself and everything, so I was like in a room 14 hours a day just kind of making stuff and writing and everything. Mm-hmm. I did have a fair few co-writes and things on there as well. But for the most part, it was just me here, like, finishing stuff off and polishing things. And I guess I kind of went down a rabbit hole and it kind of made sense to me. But, like, to some people, it was, maybe it was a bit too, like, eclectic and all of that kind of stuff. But, you know, I feel like it was important, especially as a first project, to, like, demonstrate as much nuance as possible. Because, you know, everyone lived, like, a really kind of nuanced life, and
right.
they have a whole bunch of experiences, and they're not just like one or two dimensional. They have a whole bunch of like influences that make them who they are. So I really wanted to kind of demonstrate that, because I didn't know, you know, there was no guarantee that I would ever make anything ever again, and that was like a great opportunity to kind of summarize everything I liked about music and everything that I wanted to bring to the table in one go.
Well, that's good. And the pressure's now off for the single. So,
I guess so, yeah. I mean, yeah, I felt a lot more relaxed doing the second one. Doing this In Love and War. It just like,
yeah.
I was just like, yeah, just messing around, really.
Awesome.
So Will said before that there was a lot of influences on the debut album. Who are your biggest inspirations as an artist?
Vocally, I would say, there's an artist called Bilal from the US, and there's obviously like D'Angelo and Erykah Badu and all of those kind of people, the neo-soul people, kind of showed me that you don't have to be like pristine, super Broadway perfect with what you do, and you can kind of just be a bit, you know, you can add a bit of kind of the flaws, what add character, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
From a production point, a whole bunch of people, like, you know, everyone from, you know, hip hop producers like the Dr. Dre's and everything, and to the newer types like the Lex Lugers, etc. But also, you know, some more kind of weirder producers like this Lido. I think there's a guy called Lido from I forgot what country he's from. He's from like someplace in Europe, and he's amazing. And I think that kind of style kind of influences me in some ways as well. Whoever did the Alabama Shakes record as well, I've forgotten his name now. He also did the last John Legend album and the Alicia Keys one as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of gritty, there was like a whole tone to it, which I really loved, which I really wanted to kind of explore. But, you know, he's obviously doing something insane in whichever studio he's in, so I couldn't really do that. But like, I love kind of that, adding a touch of realism to it. So I, like, for every track, I always get like my guitarist or someone in to kind of add a bit of a human touch to it, because I just kind of use all synths and everything's kind of artificial, although it's not like rigid, but it's like it's I think there is a level of there's a kind of an X factor that can only be added when you add like a human touch to it, when you add like real guitar or a little bit of like a real drums or something, or like horns or something like that, that just kind of finishes off a record. So yeah.
Do you think you get that taste for that human side of music from your background in grime music?
Not really. I think grime was the first genre that made me want to produce music, because there was this artist at the time, or there was this duo at the time called Screwface and Stimpy, and they were producers. And they made this, I think it was called Nutty Violins at the time, and it was just this amazing, super intricate violin part with a whole bunch of grind bones. And I was like 14, I didn't know what the hell was going on, I didn't even know what a chord was at the time. And I was like, how are they doing this? I need to know how to do this kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, that kind of led on to figuring out about hip-hop and R&B and soul, and, you know, and then eventually I could kind of discover Jem. So, like, the first piece of production advice I ever got was, start with drums. I don't always start with drums now, but like seeing that people held like rhythm, groove and stuff at like the forefront and kind of do now, I feel like the most important parts of the song are the melody, if there is a vocal, or the, you know, whatever the main melody thing is, and the drums. I think the drums define the genre. You can change the drums of any song and it will change the genre. You know what I mean? So like kind of learning all of that, because grime has all those intricate drums and stuff, especially like the 2000s, 2003 grime, as opposed to like the 2012, 13, 15 to today grime, which is like slightly different movements. The old school kind of stuff was super, super intricate and really fast. It really kind of helped me get to grips with all that rhythm and groove and stuff like that, which was kind of like a good kind of launch point or every other kind of genre I'd be exposed to.
Yeah, awesome.
You've got a really interesting podcast out called The Art of Difference. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, man, that's literally what I'm doing in the studio right now. I just wanted something else, because I realized, you know, putting a song out every 3 months and then, like, kind of just waiting and looking around for whatever wasn't really... I don't know, there was something off about it. I just, like, I could make music and put it out and then kind of wait around and put something else out and wait around, or I can kind of have like a continuous creative outlet. Do you know what I mean? It's also like a, because I had no routine, basically. You know, like if I was doing music 24 hours a day, I had no routine. I could get up at 4 p.m. and then go to bed at like 1 p.m. the next day, and it's just like that. It's a bit into, you know, it wasn't on, so I just needed something that I could kind of go, okay, well, this week I'm going to put out something, and, you know, whilst I work on music, whilst I work on other people's stuff and everything, it was just kind of a way to hold myself creatively accountable, as well as to, like, kind of flesh out some of the ideas and some of the pieces of experience I've had so far. Like, I've definitely just, like, started, but I really kind of value some of the people I talk to, like social, Instagram and all of that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we always have all these conversations in like DMs or wherever, and to just kind of consolidate all of that and put it into kind of a format that, you know, in an industry which I feel like is doing well, all of a sudden, like, I don't know when it started, maybe a couple of years ago, but it kind of only got on my radar recently that podcasting was even a thing that people did or could do, even though it's been around for about 10 years. And I was just like, when I have the studio here, I've got these microphones, let me actually kind of do something that will kind of keep me thinking, keep me reading as well. I've been reading a whole bunch of books now to kind of have something to say, which I would have never done. I would have never made myself do any of that if I didn't have this kind of thing. And, you know, now it's public as well. I can't stop doing it, else I would have to quit, and, you know, that kind of thing. So, you know, I found it helpful. I've literally only started, about to put up 6 tomorrow. So
awesome.
But yeah, I like it.
Do you think that sort of connection you have with social media? Because I was looking at Spotify listeners earlier, and they come from such like isolated cities, like it's London, Amsterdam, LA, Paris, and New York City. Why do you think your listeners come from such isolated cities?
I'm not sure really. I think I put out a song called Lose Love. I think it was last year, it was obviously last year. And I got like a whole bunch of kind of reception from South Korea, like just a whole bunch of people saying, doing like little like, you know, like dance people, like doing little dance videos and stuff. And I was like, okay, that's kind of cool, because that kind of stuff happens randomly, and it's like, that was great. But I feel like, I don't know, when it comes to the UK, I don't think my sound is like UK specific. You know, like the UK has certain few genres which are like kind of everywhere and people kind of really connect to it. But I feel like my stuff kind of works better outside of the UK. And
right.
I guess because I haven't done extensive touring or anything, like I haven't been able to build any wide kind of fan bases in a specific country. So it's like just random countries and people with word of mouth and stuff, maybe. I don't know, though. I honestly have no idea.
The word will spread, I'm sure. Well, you can find Zamvolo on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Apple Music.
Spotify.
Spotify.
Just quickly, Zamvali, you're originally from Liverpool. Premier League started on the weekend. Are you a Blues or a Reds man?
Well, if I was to support team, it would be Liverpool, but I don't really follow football like that, you know. It's a weird one. I don't actually do. I don't actually, but, like, in Liverpool, out of Liverpool, it's Everton, I would say Liverpool. I think when I was little, it was the, Manchester United, Man U, but I don't know. I just spend way too much time in the studio. I'm just like, I honestly don't watch football. And that's such a weird thing to say, because I know, like, people are always quite shocked when I say that, but, like, I don't know. I just...
That's...
I don't really follow it, but I did like, good Liverpool for winning, though, at Madrid or whatever.
That's awesome.
It sounded fine, don't worry.
All right, we'll let you get back to the studio. This is Love in War. We'll play your new single right up next. Have a good evening over there, and hopefully we'll catch up with you sometime in the future.
100%. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, mate.
Sin acknowledges and pays respect to the owners of the land, the House of Sin and Studios Stand, the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nations. Sin also acknowledges and pays respect to the elders and traditional owners of the lands our content reaches, as well as the radio stations we broadcast from across the country.
Let's get ready to fight! Serious.
802.17 here on Get Serial Tuesdays with Will and Sam. Great interview with Zamvolo.
You've just missed it if you're just tuning in, but it was very nice, and big thanks to Zamvolo for that.
Definitely. You can catch that on the podcast. Make sure you get on that one. We've got another big hour up.
Yeah.
Last hour for the day. It's a bit sad.
I know.
It's a highlight of my day.
Just when you get started.
I know. We've got entertainment news. We've got Sport Minute. And a special new segment coming up right towards the end of the show, and I'm really looking forward to that one.
We'll have to tune in for that.
Yeah, we'll keep you in suspense. But first off, we've got Andy Grammer. Keep your head up. This is Get Serial Tuesdays on Sin. Whoa!
Andy Grammer, keep your head up here on Sin. And it's time for my segment.
The best segment of the week.
Oh, thanks, man. It's the wacky news.
The wacky news of the week.
And I've got a theme running here today, bear news. This one comes out of Colorado.
Okay.
Black bear breaks into house in Colorado, then leaves like the Kool-Aid man, which piques my interest. Basically, the story runs down as a man who lives next to a national park had his house broken into by a bear. And then...
As you do.
Upon the enforcement's turning up, it broke through the wall and just left.
Jesus.
I mean, if walls aren't safe, is anyone? Apparently, they can just, like, open up doors. Like, they know how to, like, work locks and stuff.
They're advanced. They are very advanced.
They just chill out, man. Apparently, one mate got into a car for 6 hours. They just couldn't get it out. Like, what do you do? I got another one here. Falling bear lands on police car in California, causing it to burst into flames.
The bear or the car? Or both? God.
Both.
The bear just randomly bursts into flames.
I mean, these things are just loose and running wild.
Yeah. It's a bit concerning.
Dude, what do you do?
Do we have bears? This is a really stupid question.
No. What do you
not
do?
Not even in zoos?
See a bear. I guess probably in zoos.
We have polar bears in zoos.
I say keep them locked up if they're doing this stuff, man. They're going crazy.
Why don't we have bears? Can we get a bear expert on the show?
Yeah. Liam, man. There's another impression for you.
A bear?
A bear expert.
Oh, okay.
They come next week with bear facts. I demand
nothing
it.
Nothing but the bear facts.
I demand it.
That's all we want. Got any more bear-related news?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
But it's fine.
It's a bit depressing.
Dude, what do you do if you, like, see a bear in the wild? Because everyone tells you to...
Fight it.
Yeah. Everyone tells you just, like, stay calm and not move. But that's not happening.
All I can think of when you say bear is that scene from Semi-Pro Where Will Ferrell fights the bear.
Oh, right.
Jackie Moon.
Yeah. Dude, I was straight up running.
What a classic show. Classic movie.
Yeah. Well, there you go. That's all I've got on
is
bears.
Is that it?
I'm sorry.
On bears?
I went quickly, man.
Yeah.
I should have paced myself.
It was almost as depressing as the Who Am I segment, where I just ruined it for everyone.
Shots thrown across the table.
It's pretty emotional.
I'm sorry.
Good week in Mackie News. More bear.
It's short but sweet.
Yeah, exactly.
Concentrate. It's like cordial.
Interesting cordial. Analogy.
It was a cordial.
A cordial. we've got Winter City Girl. No, we've got Sorry by Bonnie Anderson coming up right now. This is Get Serial Tuesdays on Sin. Get Serial Tuesdays here on Sin. That was Sorry by Bonnie Anderson. Now it's time for another ripping segment, the entertainment news.
Weekly.
Oh, it's exciting stuff. Yeah, very exciting stuff. And obviously the biggest news of this week, Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth have split up.
Mm.
They have not divorced yet because apparently they were never really married.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Tears all around,
but
though.
But she had a ring. But she took it off for an Instagram photo, which is what caused all the furor.
All right.
And, yeah, it's pretty...
We gotcha.
Pretty heartbreaking.
We gotcha, Miley. I'm sorry.
I love this segment. also, it's Chris Hemsworth's 36th birthday. So, happy birthday, Chris, if you're listening, which is a fair chance you are because it's probably your favourite show.
More than likely, actually.
Yeah.
Well, it's also... musician and YouTube star Dave Day's 27th birthday.
Happy
today.
Birthday, Dave, happy birthday, Dave! If you're listening,
hey, I got something cool. The President's Cup is happening in December.
Golf
at the Royal Melbourne Park.
Golf
and the Grand President Trump could be coming down himself to present the trophy.
Can we get Egg Boy back out?
Yeah, imagine
wheel him out. And let's not do any physical harm, because that would be very bad.
that'd be cool.
It'd be interesting to see, old mate.
He's an avid golfer.
He is, yeah. He's loves his golf more than his presidency. I can't comment. Is it Alan Shearer's birthday? Alan Shearer, footballer for Newcastle United back in the day, one of England's best ever footballers.
It's a huge week.
Interesting. Oh my God. 5 years yesterday since the death of Robin Williams.
Ah.
So, yeah, very sad news. What was your favourite Robin Williams movies?
I liked Aladdin a lot.
Really? Okay.
Some of his stand-up was also really good as well.
Oh, he was just a genius.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, I was watching one of his things. He did a performance for the army, and then the raising of the flag happened, and everyone immediately got up and turned away from him. So it was just like, what the hell do I do?
Miss Doubtfire.
Miss Doubtfire, yeah, Good Will Hunting, those kinds of
very
movies.
True.
And of course, if you are struggling, Lifeline, the number is 13 11 14. Survivor moment. This is Liam's time to shine, because I don't watch it. Will doesn't watch it. Does anyone watch it?
Nah, Liam.
People watch it.
Simon
People
Black.
People watch it.
Liam
He's
does.
On the show. Give us an update.
Well, just because I feel like not a lot have watched last night's episode, which was a bit of an... which was promoted as an OMG tribal.
Wow.
So, on Sunday night... It was a pretty big night. Not a lot of recap, but there was the new champions tribe, which was formed of 7 old contenders and 2 old champions, which quickly turned on its head for an obvious the 2 champions to go on top of that tribe and start booing off the contenders. But they managed to finally win back-to-back challenges. They won the reward. They won the immunity challenge.
Well, there you go.
For their second time
what
only.
What an upset.
For their second time only, they won the immunity challenge. But it came out at a cost because they still had to go back to tribal.
There's a twist.
They won their immunity, but they still had to go to tribal. But not to vote someone off. They went to tribal to sit on the new contenders tribe, who everyone thought was gonna someone was going to go home. You got Harry the ice cream guy from Perth.
What? The ice cream guy.
There was John the Mullet Man, and now there's someone else.
Well, Harry does make ice cream.
How is John going?
He is going right.
Oh, that's good.
He is killing it.
Hope he wins.
I'm voting for him.
But Harry, he wanted to cut the head off the snake. He wanted to take off.
Sounds like a lovely man.
Oh, no.
He wanted to take out the top of the hierarchy. He wanted to take out Janine Ellis, who is the CEO of Boost. But Janine and her little, I guess you could call, was what they called themselves, the Survivor Charlie Angels of Abby Holmes, Pia Miranda, and Janine. They didn't trust Harry. They wanted him gone.
She wanted to blend him.
Put him in a blender. Hey, Liam, why don't you front announce this? I don't think if you front announce, can you front announce this one?
What do you mean by that?
As in, what song do we have coming up?
I think you can front announce that. I think you know the song quite well.
I love Elephant by Tame Impala.
We're skipping. We got Winter City Girl by Hugh Fieschen.
That's right.
Let's hear it.
Who had an interview on The Hoist last night?
Oh, really?
See, there you go. Front announce.
That was awesome.
Can we play these?
Get Serial Tuesdays here on Sin. You're with Will and Sam, and it's time for the Sports Minute. This is a nice little intro that Liam has just whipped up.
Energetic?
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
I can't hear it, but I'm just imagining it.
Oh, yeah. I'm ready to run through a wall.
There's a nice little compilation video.
Oh, it's lovely.
Yeah, awesome stuff. Really gets me pumped for this Sports Minute. Big week in sport, as always. Huge. I'm going to start off with... What should we start off with? Essendon.
Yeah.
Essendon got pumped on Saturday night, and it was awesome. Because Essendon fans are... A lot of them are nuffs.
Yeah.
They don't... They just...
Isolated 1/16th of our audience.
Yeah. 1/18th. 18
teams. We can burn 1/16th.
Yeah. They just don't get it, some of their fans. They just don't get it. So they kicked one goal up until, I think it was like 10 minutes to go in the last quarter.
Yeah.
Five minutes to go in the last quarter.
That's crazy.
So they kicked the first goal and the last three of the match. And in between that, the Western Bulldogs kicked 21 goals.
That is crazy.
And it was a 103-point win, I think. 104.
Well... Cop that, mate.
Yeah, cop that.
That's a big cop that.
Also, big news yesterday, Jared Roughead is retiring. He's back for one last game this week against the Gold Coast Suns. So you'd think he'd kick a bag and finish on top. Hawthorn's still technically in the running for the finals. I don't think they'll make it.
Wayne's very happy.
No, they won't make it.
I feel like Jared Roughead's been playing for ages.
He has. He really has. But he's lost it now, I think.
It's a damn shame.
Well past his best. There was some talk that he might actually go to the Gold Coast, but he's announced his retirement.
Yeah.
So it doesn't look like he's going to do that. Liam wants to chime in.
Unless he wants to do a Luke Hodge backflip on retirement.
Yeah. Well, I think Burgoyne's going to end up going to Gold Coast. That'll be interesting to see. Yeah, I think he will. Andy Murray, he retired from tennis. Now he's back. He played a singles game overnight and he was defeated.
He's done a Luke Hodge.
He has done a Luke Hodge.
There you go.
Exactly.
Straight away.
Andy Murray, Luke Hodge, very similar people. No, good to see him back. He played doubles with Serena Williams at Wimbledon. He might even play singles at the US Open, which is big. Israel Folau, what are your thoughts on Izzy?
Only good thoughts.
Only, yeah.
Love.
So we can't say
that person.
No, no negative energy.
Love that person.
On this show.
Wait, what do they do?
What did Izzy do?
Yeah.
He deleted his Twitter and his Instagram last night. I think it's back now.
Okay, that's fine.
But he's due in court today.
Oh, wait, what did I just say?
He's due in court to take on Rugby Australia with all his homophobic comments.
Wait. I changed to a neutral stance.
Neutral stance, yeah. I think it's okay to hate Izzy Folau.
No, I take a neutral stance.
Okay. and just following up on the Wallabies theme, the Rugby World Cup is coming up very soon, and obviously Rugby Union is not a massive sport. Well, it is, but it's not very well followed here in Melbourne, I suppose. Yeah. The Wallabies won on the weekend. They beat New Zealand for the first time in what feels like years and years. Feels like a decade. So they won the Bledisloe Cup. So they're in really good form now heading into the Rugby World Cup, which is encouraging. Very encouraging. Have you got any sports news for us?
No, really. I went to the Cowden game.
Oh, you went again?
And we got pretty... It wasn't that great.
No.
From the Blues, but... I mean, we just kept making mistakes, and they just score every time. Every
story
time.
Of your season, really.
Oh, come on! But I reckon they'll be contenders for this year.
Who, Carlton?
Richmond.
Richmond. Yeah, I think the Tigers are pretty good heading into September. Carlton, on the other hand, not so much.
It's a damn shame. Next season.
It's not.
I think Carlton's been saying next season for about 18 years, but that's fine.
Yeah, that sounds about right. That was the Sports Minute, brought to you by no one, because we don't have sponsors on this show. Anyone But You by Kelly Rhodes. Did we have Kelly Rhodes last week? Yep, Liam's a fan.
Come on.
Kelly Rhodes, Get Serial Tuesdays here on Sin. Get Serial Tuesdays here on Sin. You're with Will and Sam. And we're going to talk some cooking.
Yeah.
Going to talk some MasterChef Australia.
Oh, huge.
Yeah. Very, very huge. So, the basis for this is I can't cook.
No, neither can I.
I'm hopeless. And living on my own, I've lived on, or not lived on my own, but I've lived outside of home for about a year and a half now.
Yeah.
And in that time, I've probably cooked about 15 meals.
Oh, come on, mate.
So, like, actually proper cooked a meal. Like, I've had 2-minute noodles countless times.
Yeah.
I've had a certain food delivering service a lot of times.
They that shall not be named.
Yeah, and I've actually had to... In the last week, I've actually deleted the app.
Oh, wow.
Because simply it's costing me too much money.
Good stuff.
And it's not healthy. So, this is the first time I've ever had to make a big step like that.
Surely you cook eggs, though.
Is cooking eggs really cooking?
It counts. It's something like...
Anyone can cook eggs.
Well, that's true. Yeah, I don't. I literally only cook eggs and toast. I'll eat toast as like a snack.
Like do you make nuggets?
No.
No?
How do I do that?
Just put it in the oven. Just take it out of the packet and put it in the oven.
So dry. The driest food.
Oh. But yeah, I've started paying now for one of those not delivery service, but, you know, where they give you the packages.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, I've had to do that, and I'm trying to get on a little bit of a health kick now.
Yeah, good.
Because I just don't like...
Is it expensive?
It's actually pretty cheap.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, if you can't cook, look into it. Yeah. If you're living outside of home, because mummy doesn't make my meals anymore, which is a bit depressing. But hopefully, I'm going to keep an update on this, how I'm going with cooking. And that can even be challenge. Good. I guess,
I like that.
Over the next few weeks.
We've got 6 weeks to enforce that in your life.
Are we halfway through already?
I think so. Yeah, we're over halfway through.
Where are
we? This is a halfway point.
Time flies.
Yeah.
Time absolutely flies. We got another track coming up here. God, I always click out of the rundown. I'm hopeless at this.
It's Confidence, Ocean Valley.
No.
It's not.
It's Parachute. And I can't quite see the band, but we'll inform you of that when we come back from the break. We'll leave this in suspense. Parachute, Get Serial Tuesdays on CN.
I gotta get out, I'm losing my brain.
Oh, that was, that's incredible.
Dude, I thought we were going to the song.
I thought we were going to the song.
I tried to do a promo because we have these slider promotion things we can do in between songs. And we wanted to add variety. So I thought I was going to try and get away with doing my own promotion, but...
It didn't work. It
didn't work because we just went right back to my own voice.
Yeah.
But we tried it.
That was Parachute by Mosqueda Falls. A new band here on Get Serial. We're breaking them. We're breaking the bands. Now, I'd just like to take a moment to reflect on last week. And this is a kind of a YouTube sorry moment.
Yeah. We're cancelled.
Last week, I made some regretful comments about an artist.
We all make mistakes.
And yeah, we do. And I would just like to apologise to the family of Rachel Platten and Rachel Platten herself and anyone associated with Rachel Platten. Fight Song isn't that bad.
He said it.
Well
done, Sam.
So, look, I feel we have a lot of making up to do.
I forgive you.
I'm not looking for your for your forgiveness. All I want is Rachel's forgiveness. And, look, I think there's a new segment that we're introducing on the show today. It's the Rachel Platten Song of the Week. And
that's the chime for Rachel Platten Song of the Week.
That was about as good as your promo.
Get out of here.
So, look, to make it up to Rachel, we're going to have a song that she has performed. We're going to play it on the show every week towards the end of the show so she gets maximum listens because the 38-year-old is one of my idols now.
I love it.
We've moved really quickly in this week. Rachel Platten, of course, the fight song extraordinaire. You know, I haven't actually listened to this song, so let's hear how it is. I'm sure...
Also, we should say content warning.
Content warning, of course, because Rachel Platten does not hold back and...
She's got a message and she's going to say it strongly.
Yeah, exactly. This is Rachel Platten and Tritonal. Little bit of love here on Get Serial Tuesdays on Sin.
Little bit of love, Tritonal and Rachel Platten and Mumbo Number 5.
What a track
classic,
that was,
man.
By Rachel Platten. God, I love her.
We love Rachel Platten.
Oh, I'm excited.
It's the end of the episode, which is sad.
It is sad. Off to uni now to get an education.
Yep, further myself, which is all we want.
Yeah, just a little word on that Mumbo Number 5. It was ranked the 6th most annoying song in 2007.
Now, that's not your words, is it, Sam?
No, that's Rolling Stone.
Okay.
Well, which is a very reputable magazine.
I'm impartial.
Okay.
Towards the Rolling Stone. And to Mumbo Number 5. I think that was a good episode.
Yeah.
Had Sam Volo, which went very well.
He was awesome.
Yeah, what a guy.
I was really impressed with him, and I'll definitely check out his podcast.
You should.
Yeah, which was in the studio recording.
You should also check the socials.
And check out
involved.
Podcast.
Get Serial, Omni for the podcast as well, under the same name.
Yeah.
And check out Snap, Crackle and K-Pop after this.
Coming up from Taree.
Wow.
You know what? I'm actually going to listen to it on my way to uni.
Yeah, I am too.
Because I love it. I love the K-Pop. What are you... Liam, just get on the mic, mate.
The Hoist.
The Hoist coming up. Make sure to promote them.
That's our job, actually.
Yeah.
Also, check out the Sweet 16.
Yeah, definitely.
It's the weekly thing, the compilation of all the newest tracks, both domestic and international.
I love it.
You should definitely check out.
I love it. Yeah.
Well, that's our job.
I hope the Hoist promote us as well.
Yeah, we want promotion.
We've actually done quite a good job today, I think, promoting them, playing their songs and playing, you know, their interviews, of what they interviewed.
I demand it.
Yeah, and especially our show, not just Get Serial, but Get Serial Tuesdays.
Yeah, exactly.
I want them to promote us. stay tuned to Sin across your day. I've got some big shows coming up. Schools on Air is after Snap, Crackle and K-Pop. Say that really quickly.
I refuse.
You can't. Yeah, exactly.
I'd be too embarrassed.
And then Feedback Loop, also from Taree. Panorama, Foking... Sick Acoustic, Hope I said that right. The Hoist and then Asian Pop Nation coming up. That's for the rest of your Tuesday here on Sin. We've got Liam's traditional song to finish the show off. It's a bit of Miley. It's been a tough week for her. But you know what? She'll be all right. She'll make it through the day. This is See You Again. Get Serial Tuesdays on Sin.
Have
You've
a good
been
one.
With Will and Sam. See you next
Catch
week.
Ya.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.